This is the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast.
Hey, everybody, it is me, the Celebrity Medium, back with another edition of the Celebrity Afterlife Report. The only show you're going to find anywhere that gives you the up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. I know I've been away for a few weeks. Maybe you thought I had vanished. I have not vanished. I'm right here. I just had to take care of some stuff. I'm back, and this is going to be a really good show, I predict. Okay, if you can remember back to the last report I did about 3 weeks ago, there was a huge story, probably the biggest in the history of the Celebrity Afterlife Report, about Martin Luther King Jr. and Adolf Hitler. As you should know if you listen to the report, they have been best friends and roommates since Adolf Hitler turned over a new leaf and renounced his Nazi ways. Nobody ever suspected anything other than the fact that they were simply good buddies. Well, they dropped a gigantic bombshell on the TV program known as The Girls on Afterlife Television. It is hosted by Debbie Reynolds and her daughter, Carrie Fisher. Two women who are pretty unflappable, but they were pretty darn flapped when Martin Luther King Jr. came out and said that he and Hitler have been gay lovers for some time. That really rocked. That rocked the afterlife, let me tell you. And the ripples are still continuing from that little bombshell that they dropped. They started off as strictly heterosexual friends, but things just, you know, happened over time. They call each other their soulmate, say they can't imagine existence without each other. And as you can imagine, everybody in the next world is trying to get an interview with them as kind of a follow-up, and they haven't done any so far. But they have put out word via a press release that they are considering adopting, quote, at least two kids. We don't know where this is going. I mean, they're just a couple, and they're going to adopt a couple of kids. I mean, it doesn't really have to go anywhere, does it? But that's where it currently stands, and man, that has shaken things up incredibly from what my next life, next world paparazzi sources tell me. We'll be following this one really closely. This is a big, big story. Television producer Stephen Bochco arrived in the next world just a few days ago. Now, as you know, celebrities usually get a reception and, you know, there's a big hoop-de-doo. Well, he didn't get a huge crowd at his because the average person doesn't really know who the producers of their favorite shows are. They like the shows, but they don't really know who makes the shows. Well, he made a bunch of shows, like Hill Street Blues, L.A. Law, Doogie Howser, M.D. Now, I'm sure you remember all of those, but here's one you probably don't remember. Cop Rock. Didn't run very long. Ran for maybe a dozen, I think like 11 or 12 episodes. Interesting show. As the name implies, it was a police show, but occasionally they would burst into song and dance as if it was a Broadway musical. Kind of ridiculed by a lot of people. I mean, to me, it was an interesting experiment. I think that was a risky thing to undertake, and apparently it was because it didn't work. Although there wasn't a big crowd at his reception, there were several big former Earthly Plane TV execs on hand. And here's where it gets interesting. According to my sources, it looks as if Stephen Bochco will not be out of the TV business for very long. Okay, rumor has it, of all the shows he's produced, Hill Street Blues, L.A. Law, Doogie Howser M.D., Cop Rock, guess which one he's going to try to do a revival of? Did you guess Cop Rock? That's the one. Now, maybe this is a case of him being a guy who just doesn't want to leave something as a failure. He wants to prove he can make that concept work. But anyway, the rumor is that he's going to be trying to revive Cop Rock. in the near future. Okay. I guess when you're at that level of producerhood, if that's a word, I guess you get a second chance at pretty much anything you attempt. On the last report, I alluded to a bizarre rumor involving a possible replacement for Babe Ruth. Now, as you should know, Babe Ruth was hosting a show called The Babe in His Bullpen on a radio station known as Heaven 107. He was a shock jock, very, very infamous. People referred to him as the afterlife's answer to Howard Stern. Known for kind of ambushing and sandbagging his guests, he'd bring people in who had recently arrived in the next world, didn't really know what the show was about, thought, oh great, I'm going to get to meet Babe Ruth, and then he would kind of just go off on them and embarrass them and so forth. Well, after he was kind of shamed into changing that behavior, his ratings started to drop. As much as people reviled him, he had a huge audience, apparently because he was such a scumbag. Well, suddenly, out of the blue, the radio station announced they were seeking a replacement for him. And I had heard a rumor as to who the replacement was, and I report on a lot of really odd stories on this show, as you know. But this one was so outlandish that I didn't even want to say who I had heard it might be because it sounded so ridiculous. Well, guess what? As it turns out, the ridiculous rumor turns out to be true. The person replacing the Sultan of SWAT as the Morning Drive talk show host on Heaven 107 is none other than recent arrival to the afterlife, Dr. Stephen Hawking. I'm just going to let you think about that for a moment. Now, Stephen Hawking wasn't always in a wheelchair on the earthly plane, which means that in the next world, he doesn't have to be confined to one. He is healthy. That's how it works. If you weren't always disabled on the earthly plane, you're not disabled in the afterlife. And he was not in a chair from the time he was a young child. So he is up and around, and despite that, the announcement that he was going to be Babe Ruth's replacement stunned everybody. So they had a press conference to announce his hiring, and Hawking, of course, was there, and he said in a clear, normal voice that he was very excited about being able to speak and move normally, as you would expect. And he said he was very much looking forward to being able to use his sense of humor to entertain an audience. He didn't take any questions from the assembled reporters, who I am told were standing there with their mouths agape because they hadn't heard the rumor as I had, and they were completely blindsided by the fact that Stephen Hawking is apparently going to be a radio shock jock. Hawking just said that his show would surprise a lot of people and that he couldn't wait to get started in his new profession. Okay, you know, after that and the Martin Luther King and Hitler thing, any other story is just going to kind of be downhill from there. But this is still a pretty big story. David Ogden Stiers, who played Charles Emerson Winchester III on MASH, and John Mahoney, who played the father on Frasier, have a new project, and I told you that on the last episode of the report. And we really didn't know much about it at the time. We did know that David Ogden Stiers had played a part on Frasier for at least one episode, in which people thought that he might actually be the brother of Frasier and Niles. And apparently he and John Mahoney very much enjoyed working together. Well, we now know that the new project is going to be a sitcom named The Brothers Johnson. And what little we know says that they are going to be small-town guys, these two characters. We know that Mahoney's character thinks of himself as a ladies' man, while Stiers' character is very, very straight-laced. And beyond that, we basically really only know one other thing, that they live together in the house that they inherited from their parents. Beyond that, we don't know the names of the characters. We don't know who else might be on the show. We really don't know anything else, but we know that much for now. And with that, it is time for me to lock the doors. And I'm going to lift the gate over the moat, in fact, to the Celebrity Afterlife Report studio. Until next week, when I will be back with more up-to-the-minute gossip about all your favorite deceased celebrities. Between now and then, please spread the word that the report can be found on iTunes. It can be found in the Google Play Store. And, of course, you can hear it on K-Chung Radio. AM 1630 in Los Angeles on Mondays at 1 o'clock in the afternoon as part of a show called Inspirato Projecto Radio. I hope you will do that. I hope you will be here when I'm back next week. I am the Celebrity Medium. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Celebrity Afterlife Report podcast. To ask a question about your favorite deceased celebrity, call 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-MY-DREAM. 818-3-6-9-3732.